which Tim Chayot and Hilchus Shabbos, we're learning Klal Chafal of the Malach of Garses, and we're learning Siman Dalet, where the Chayot introduced the problem of a woman who forgot to cut her fingernails, and she's going to make her Friday night, and what should she do? So option number one, she should ask a goy to do it with a shinoi, ask a goy to bite it off. So it's a mirror, that's clearly a shus, b'mak mitzvah. Removing fingernails by biting, as opposed to with the kli is a shinui. So it's a drabanan, and now it's a shus of makom mitzvah that's going to be mutter. That if that a non-Jew is not an option, so she should try and clean very well under the fingernails. And go to the mikveh as such. The chayim does not want to be matar, does not allowed to be matar, which is a machloek between the shach and the taz. Can she ask a non-Jew to take it off with a kli? Why would there be an argument yes and why would there be an argument no? So you mentioned this in the introduction. Maybe we should look at the removal of fingernails as a melacha shenit shichel gufa. You're doing an action removing the fingernails, not to use the fingernails. That's melacha shenit shichel gufa. So it's a mir lakum on a Melach and Seal the Gufa, which we paskin is the Rabbanon, it's a shoes to shoes, Bimbalka Mitzvah, and Shimi Mutter. There are a few concerns with this approach. The Balamor raises the question that clearly in the Mishnah, it talks about Geuses being in the context of cutting fingernails, cutting hair. Even though you do not use the fingernails or the hair. So why would that be so? So he feels that this is an exception. And even though normally, Geuzes is an exception. He says also Burr, for example, is an exception. The primary Burr is you take the bad from the good. Good from the bad is one of the vehicles of the heter, of doing Burr of a heter. One takes the good from the bad. The problem is when you take the bad from the good, it's Melach HaShem Seal HaGuf, you're doing an action. And this unwanted item, and you're discarding it afterwards. She's doing a maisa and X to not use it. That's the melacha shenit shichel gufa. So the Baal Hamor says that we have to assume that the burr and gerzes as well are exceptions to the rule. And melacha shenit shichel gufa is chayiv. Raman does not like that. There's no mention anywhere in the Gemara that there are exceptions. According to Rav Shimon, melacha shenit shichel gufa is potter. It's always going to be potter. So the Ramban in his Chiddushim says that we're working on a mistake over here. He says the following: when a person does an act of gziza, the gziza is not taking place only in the hair; it's the act of removing the hair from the body. So the mice is being done in the hair and the body simultaneously, and it's going to be benefiting the body. So a person does a mice of gziza of cutting their fingernails or cutting their hair. They're removing the hair from the body, so the mice is being done in the body for the benefit of the body. So it's called a malacha hatzricha l'gufa. There's one more approach. There's a rivosh. Rivosh says, what's interesting is that the gziza was done in the Mishkan for two purposes. It was done for the purpose of using the hair of the goats and the wool of the sheep. It was also done when they used the hides. For them, the Oris Me, Elim Adamim, etc., they would remove the hair to make the hide look nicer. So you had both types of gziza in the Mishkan. So you had in the Mishkan a gziza which was done, not for the purpose of the hair, but for the purpose of the hide. So that's going to be a chayim as well. So he feels that, as opposed to other malachas which are defined by the Mishkan, the Shrikha Lagufa is defined by the Mishkan, you have both aspects of Shrikha Lagufa, both types. Whether you're doing it for the hair or not for the hair, just to get rid of the hair, that's called the malacha shichel gufa. That's called the primary version of the malacha. The Bir Halacha raises another possibility. Even if you accept the Ramban, that doing ziza to make you look better is a malacha shichel gufa, and doing the act of cutting one's fingernails or going to the mikvah is a malacha shichel gufa. You ask the woman, "Do you want to cut your fingernails?" She says, "No, I'm very happy with my fingernails. They look fine. I actually like them." She wants to keep them. The halacha says she has to remove them, so she's not doing it for their fingernails. She's not doing it for her body. She's doing it for the halacha. So it's an outside purpose that she's doing it for. That's the definition of malacha. She's gufa. You're doing the malacha, but not for it itself, but for something else. So arguably, this is a malacha she's gufa. And no matter what, even if you tell me cutting fingernails is shikhlu gufa because the body looks better, this would be an exception to that. So it's shikhlu malacha she's gufa, and therefore, mir lahakum. So the Rilacha comes out that a person really could be Semich based on this Svara to ask a non-Jew to remove it. Now, is there a Heter Malacha Shusa Malka Mitzvah in regards to Malacha Shenesi Lagufa? We touched on this once upon a time. Ayin Shom, that maybe it's a more Chamadika Rabbanon. We don't apply the rule of Shusa Shus, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to, in multiple places, apply the rule of Shusa Shus. Even to Malachim Shenitzich LeGufim.